The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, I'm Hugh Hewitt. Thank you for listening to the Town Hall Review podcast, where we bring you the best voices on the stories and issues that matter. Our podcast is brought to you through partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, the Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece that I trust you'll enjoy.
He suffers so you don't have to. What am I talking about? I'm not talking about anybody who's in politics. I'm talking about somebody who is in journalism and at law, and that is Andrew McCarthy, who is a friend of this show. He is a writer frequently for the National Review, and no one has written with as much clarity and authority on questions of the Mueller investigation and the FBI and James Comey, and he has actually slogged through. Have you finished the entire thing? I mean, it's almost as long as War and Peace, but have you finished the entire IG's report, Andrew?
I have not finished the entire report, Michael, and I hope that I'll have a brain cell left when I finally do plow the rest of the way through it.
Well, the conclusion is really exciting. There's a surprise ending. There's a twist. It turns out – no, I'm teasing. I have not gotten through anywhere near – well, not even half of it, but – what is clear in the IG's report is this is not equivocal in terms of its criticism and devastation of the reputation, whatever remained of James Comey, right?
Well, yeah, I think that especially for kind of inside baseball, FBI, DOJ stuff, it really does slam him pretty hard. I mean, I must say when I first read it, Michael, I thought as hard as this is on Comey, how much is the public really going to care about it? And what I mean by that is what he gets mainly thrashed for is overstepping his boundaries as FBI director and usurping the authority of the executive branch. And then there's some shady behavior where he really goes out of his way not to notify them about what he's up to, mainly because he knows if he tells them what his intentions are with respect to having this infamous July 5th press conference, that they will tell him not to do it. So there's sort of sneaky stuff in there, and it's not admirable in any way, but it's really mainly about FBI DOJ lines of authority and overstepping them. And I don't have a good sense of how much people care about that. I know the president has made a big deal out of it, and therefore the people who are reliably in the president's corner are kind of echoing that critique. But I just wonder how much other people care about it.
Well, I'll tell you what I care about. And this is one of the great mysteries here. We were talking about it as if it were a novel before. What was Comey's motivation? I mean, one of the things that the IG report makes very, very clear is he had no permission. He had no authorization. This was completely unprecedented. It threw all the norms and all the normal rules into the trash heap. For him to go and do this press conference announcing a decision that wasn't even his decision to make, and at the same time that he was trashing somebody, in this case Hillary Clinton, who he had decided not to prosecute. What do you think he was trying to do? Why did he do this?
Well, I like to think, and this is the best spin I can put on it. I don't like the word spin because I really do think that there's something to this. But, you know, just for in the interest of full disclosure, Comey's been a friend of mine. I haven't had much contact with him in recent years, but you know, I've known him for 30 years. I've always admired him. I never had anything but kind word for him and felt that reciprocally. So take that for what it's worth. I think what he was trying to do here was get out of this situation with the FBI's reputation intact. And by doing it the way he did it, he achieved exactly the opposite of what he hoped to achieve. I think that what he wanted to convince the public was that, notwithstanding the fact that he was in a situation where there was no way on God's green earth that the Obama administration, the Obama Justice Department, was ever, ever going to charge Hillary Clinton, he wanted to demonstrate that the FBI had done a thorough, credible investigation and had not been part of a whitewash, even though it was necessarily part of a whitewash. So the way he tried to square that circle, and I think this was tragically wrong, was to not only go along with the plot or the plan of not charging her, but take it on himself to be the person in government who that decision was most embodied in, because he decided that Attorney General Lynch was no longer viable after her meeting with President Clinton. And then he went out there and did something you should never do as a government official, as a Justice Department official, FBI official, and that is talk about the evidence in a case where a person is not charged. So that, I mean, basically the rules of the road are the government speaks in court. So you keep your big mouth shut until you have a case that you're ready to indict, and then you formally bring it so that the person that you accuse has all the due process protections they're supposed to have. And what he did here was ostensibly exonerate her, but lay out all the proof against her. And I think the idea behind that was to show that that despite the decision that got made, the FBI really did do a very thorough investigation.
Am I right here, Andrew, that part of the IG report actually echoes exactly what, in much better writing, Rod Rosenstein wrote to the president. When Rod Rosenstein was first appointed deputy attorney general, President Trump asked him to prepare a letter evaluating the way Comey had performed on this matter, the Hillary Clinton investigation. And Rosenstein wrote a letter saying, whoa, this is wildly inappropriate. And that seems to be the conclusion Michael Horowitz has reached, the inspector general as well, no?
Yes, I think that's right. And I think Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein in that particular, I think pretty tartly noted that we had a very divided political culture in Washington and throughout the country. But the one thing that seemed to unify all the ideologies and all the parties was that Comey was completely wrong. the one thing that everybody could come together on was that he had blatantly violated the rules about commenting on investigations and commenting on uncharged people.
And that's certainly the case with his other wildly controversial decision to notify Congress and thereby the public just a couple of weeks before the election about the renewal of the investigation of Hillary Clinton. Andrew, please come back soon, because these issues, as much as we may want them to, are not going away anytime soon. Andrew McCarthy, you can read his most recent piece from National Review. We'll post it at michaelmedved.com.
Thanks for listening to the Town Hall Review. Our program is coming today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership program offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy your podcast, take a moment, tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.